All right, Neil Gershenfeld.
So in the beginning were little villages and everybody interacted with everybody. Then came companies where people were customers and generally knowledge went from the company out. There's very a low resolution blob of marketing in, but with no resolution, so knowledge goes out. Then, now what you've been doing in all the things you described is this is still Lufthansa or Allstate or Best Buy, and there's the people out here, and data goes in and comes out, so you can, along with getting information out, information goes in, and sort of your life has been connecting knowledge, information out and information in. However, in the world of the Fab Lab network and the Fab Fund and the Fab Academy, anybody can make anything anywhere and anybody can learn anything anywhere.
Okay.
So there's no Best Buy anymore, there's no Allstate anymore. There are platforms, but the business is a network. So in this network, you can design something and then buy it anywhere in the world and make it anywhere in the world. And a lot of what we're doing is creating those networks.
How does it relate to personal data revolution? To the data people produce about themselves? To the data people produce about the relationships they have? And you said earlier it's about people actually analyzing the data.
So where I was going was,
yeah.
In the world you've been living in, there are SQL databases on servers you do queries with. In this world, the data is a network. And so it strikes me the obvious question that you almost but didn't quite get to is, how does a node in the network do data-driven inference about tastes and preferences and friends and all the things you do when the entire system is completely distributed?
Okay.
When there is no Allstate or Best Buy?
Two remarks. One is, data-driven inference is good. Data generation, which makes actually, why don't you just ask people what they want?
Uh-huh.
Data generation is even better.
Sure.
The other one is, I've been quoted for saying in 5 years, there will be no Amazon.com anymore.
No what?
Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Amazon.com will live and be great, but not really that people go to a website called Amazon.com. But the data will be living out there, and then I have my little widget where, you know, Future of Time, Series Prediction, whatever our book was called, is, and other people will. So in that sense, I'm with you that the notion of having destination sites or probably companies,
but
I'm not sure about the companies.
But it goes
thing.
Much further. So
okay.
So here's me, and I've got data that on things I do. Here's you, and you have data. Everybody has some data. Now, if I own my data and you own your data, dynamically, I want to ask questions that involve some of my data and some of your data.
Mm-hmm.
And I may or may not know what data I want to use and whose data it is. But the parallel to what I've been doing with the Fab Fund and the Fab Academy is, what happens when the database consists of records that are locally owned and entirely distributed, and how do you make a platform that lets you do data collection and inquiry?
Interesting parallel. So how do we know in TCP/IP to get from A to B?
Mm-hmm.
By doing this local hubs?
Mm-hmm.
And your story is that something similar of finding, you know, some piece of datum or discovering some kind of person somewhere.
Well, again, exactly what I'm doing in great detail at length is you got this network, and somebody here designed something, and somebody else here wants to buy it, and somebody else here wants to make it, and how you make it possible to design something and make it anywhere in the network. And then another version of that is somebody here has something to teach, and somebody here wants to learn it, and how you do education distributed or somebody has something to teach and many somebodies want to learn it, and how you do education over the network. So in each case, the whole point of the Fab Academy is it's not with MIT, it's just the network is the campus. And the whole point of the Fab Fund is you don't do production at Flextronics, but you do fulfillment. You order globally, but you produce locally in lots of little labs.
Two remarks. One, do you know about the wonderful Toyota example in China, where some customers didn't like the keychain Toyota made. They started talking about it. Another customer said, hey, I have a friend who has a company in Guangdong, and suddenly there were new keychains made, and Toyota had no say in it.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the examples where these things actually happen, but not through self-discovery. But where do you want to know something? If you want to know something in China about a car, you don't have your dad to go to, but you know, you go to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one step in
that direction.
It's
a small step in the direction. But
how do you do the discovery?
But,
I mean,
but so this picture is
yeah.
like the next decade of your life, in that you need to make databases that are completely distributed. You need to do queries that propagate through the network. You know, there's a whole package of questions that comes when you break Best Buy's SQL database and you just make it a network of people. So you own your data and you do your queries into the network. That
give me five of those questions.
Of which question?
Of those questions that arise.
Meaning, oh, so one question is the technological one, sort of the mathematical one of how you implement the distributed storage.
The storage, I think, not the
by storage.
Identification.
No, by storage, I mean the whole package of it includes the representation of the type of information
yeah.
and how you convey it. One is how you manage.
So like microformats and all that stuff. Microformats, you know, we're talking about. So XML stuff on the web, what came afterwards?
No, but that's a question about how you package stuff to travel down the links, which is a question. But then there's a question level up from that of how you assemble a coherent global goal from lots of local information is a second goal.
Mm-hmm.
A third one is how you manage both security and trust in sharing data. Another one is how you convey the state of this cloud of data network so somebody can perceive it and interact with it. Another one is how you tie this data network to... So Internet Zero is getting commercialized and growing up and IP to anything over anything for a dollar. How you tie this data network to that physical network to automate some of the creation of the data cloud. And then what are the killer apps having done all of that that make it essential for somebody's existence?
Killer apps are, I think, you know, basic human needs. One is finding people, discovering people.
Uh-huh.
Second one is getting jobs done, doing work, future work, being totally decomposed,
uh-huh.
finding matches. You know, it's about spreading genes and memes. Ultimately.
Okay.
What of this would we have predicted in 1991 when we were at the Santa Fe Institute?
In retrospect, there's a nice lineage, but in fact, that what I'm doing is merging computer science and physical science. And the result is anybody makes anything anywhere and it upends education and industry are all a series of steps that just I would have never ever predicted. In retrospect, you can line it up and see a straight line through it, but it's certainly not where I thought it was heading.
I have to actually confess, I don't even know how we found information in 91. We ran a time series competition without
uh-huh.
a web.
Uh-huh.
We did a book without a web.
Yeah. Libraries. I think we're... libraries and meetings.
Jeff Bezos once said that Barnes & Noble is better in the real estate business than trying to sell books.
Uh-huh.
And that... So... Okay, so what is it now? Personal data revolution, people data revolution, consumer data revolution, or what is actually one level up? What is the image you're painting here?
Distributed data or network data or and
network for sure.
So it's an internet of data. The internet connects data mainframes, but it's an internet of data.
Actually, I would argue it's not a network of computers. But it's a network of people. Kevin Kelly has this nice story that in the beginning it was about connecting computers.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was about connecting pages. Then it was about...
It's fine, Joe.
I'm sorry, Laura said that it'd be okay to interrupt.
Okay, sorry, Laura. Yes, hi.
Resuming here. So first thing was to connect computers.
Yeah, or
second thing
wrapping
was
up
to connect pages. Third thing was to connect people.
Uh-huh. But
now we are connecting data.
So it's an internet of data. The data is now distributed, not...
So what does that really mean to you?
It's the next decade. I have to get on to lots of deadlines tonight.
Lots of deadlines. Okay.
So that's a fine question for the next decade.
Good. When does the decade start? Tomorrow. Thanks, Neil.
Okay.